This is a special Legends of CP report. On today's Legends of CP, we are very pleased to be joined with a true legend, J-Man93. He talks to us about what's next, about what we can expect, and he tells us his last words. It's all coming up right here on Legends of CP. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a new edition of Legends of CP. Today, we have a pretty big episode for you, so get ready. With me today is none other than J-Man93. J-Man, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. It's always great to have a true legend of CP in the building with us. Now, you know, a lot's been going on with you in the past 24 hours, but before we get into all that, I really just want to ask you a few things, mainly for our listeners. Could you please just tell us a little bit about you, why you started blogging, and how exactly you found Club Penguin?
Yeah, sure, that's cool. It all started about 2-3 years ago, back in February. I was looking for Rock Hopper on Club Penguin, and I couldn't find him. It looked like all the trackers, they seemed to be bogus, they didn't work. And I found Rock Hopper on my own without a tracker, and I decided, oh, well, I could be helping kids who actually need to find Rock Hopper and come out with my own tracker. So I created a site, and I kind of left it as a little hobby. I stepped away from it, and when I came back to it a couple months later, I realized that it had reached over 1 million views. I decided, wow, I could actually do something with this. So I started to blog about Club Penguin, and it's been a great 2 years.
And through those 2 years, I'm sure it's safe to say that maybe you've encountered some bumps in the road or, you know, just had some kind of obstacles. Could you talk to anybody that's maybe facing those obstacles now in their blogging career and what advice you may have for them?
Yep, it's definitely not easy. But the one problem that I think a lot of people experience nowadays is they want to create a blog and overnight they want it to reach 1 million, 2 million, 3 million views.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's not how it works. In fact, the big blogs are created by kids who never expected to even have millions of views. I can tell you that I ended my blog at 5 million views. I never even expected more than 10. So you got to do it for the enjoyment. The second it becomes a job, then you shouldn't be doing it anymore.
And I actually heard you mention big blogs. Speaking of big blogs, I think it's safe to say that you're in fact up there with Chris Dog and Mimo and all the other big bloggers. Sorry if I didn't mention you. But one thing I have noticed is how different you are. You're very active with your fans, and you're, you know, just much more, you're an interactive person. Why are you so different?
For a lot of people, it's become a business. For me, it was always a hobby. How can I get a website with 5 million views and then not stay in contact with all of the people who helped me get there? I did this for fun, and right. I met a lot of friends through it. A lot of people say, you know, it was fame and fans, but I like to call it my friends. They're all my friends.
Right, right. And ladies and gentlemen, again, we are being joined with J-Man93, who just yesterday released a very interesting statement on his blog. Jam, could you please just kind of let us in on what's going on right now and what might be next for you?
Yeah, so I've been blogging for 2 years, and of course you always start something, and whatever you start has to come to an end at some point.
Right.
And I am just at a time in my life where it is time to move on to bigger and greater things. So I actually, you know, it's kind of interesting because I knew for a while that I wanted to wrap things up. I was trying to hold on as long as I could. But the fact of the matter is I was not happy. I was not enjoying what I was doing. It became a chore. It was not fun anymore. I've been posting about the same thing, you know, for 2 to 3 years now. I mean, if I stuck around for the Halloween party, this would have been my fourth time posting about the same party. How many times can you do that until you don't have fun anymore? So I decided it was time to move on, and through this blog, I've had so many awesome opportunities from, you know, working with several virtual worlds and doing advertising campaigns, and, you know, it's pretty incredible to say all the things that I've been able to do as a 17-year-old compared to all the other 17-year-olds out there.
Yeah, that definitely is incredible, and one thing I really want to ask you is what's next for jman93.com? I mean, there's a lot of kids out there that are going to be sad that 2 or 3 years from now they can't come back and see the site that they spent a lot of their childhood on. So what do you have to tell them?
It's definitely something that will be around. I'd like to keep the whole memory of J-Man93 alive. I know that I was definitely important to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to keep renewing that domain. I like the message that's up there because it said it's nice to meet you. And in 2, 3, 4 years from now, I want someone to be able to go to that site who doesn't know I quit and be able to see the same message. It was nice to meet you.
Well, I'm sure the Club Penguin world is pretty shocked right now. Let's say something on an encouraging note. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth or anything, but you're still going to be around on Twitter, right?
Yep, I plan to be active on Twitter. It's pretty easy to be tweeting. I have a little app on my computer, so it's always up. And I have Twitter on my phone. It's definitely not hard, and it's totally worth my time just to take a couple minutes every day to stay in contact and keep talking with everyone. The one thing that I really wanted to stress to everyone is, although I left my blog, I didn't leave everything else. I'm still online. I'm still here. I didn't pass away. I'm still alive. And people say I'm gonna miss you, but I'm not going anywhere. I'll still be here. You could still talk to me. I just am not blogging anymore. And I think that's what people need to realize, is that I am still here.
Well, there you have it, everyone. JMN93.com will no longer be an active Club Penguin site, but Twitter.com/JMN93 will be in full effect, so feel free to send them an ad every so often, and you never know what you might find back in your own app mentions. To anybody out there still stressing, do you have any last words for them, J-Man?
Yeah, you know what? I can't say that things are going to be the same. Things are not going to be the same. The fact of the matter is I left my blog because I don't have time for it anymore. And everything that I do represents who I am. And I didn't want to have a blog that it's not 100% if I can't put 100% into it. Mm-hmm. Everything I do, everything I do it big, right? So I tried my best to keep it going as much as I could. And unfortunately, there's no time for it. And, you know, there's not going to be as much time to be active and to be around. I can't say that I'm going to be having parties again. I can't say that I'm going to reply to every tweet. I'm going to try my best, but I'll be here. I'll say hello, but I'm not going to be able to talk to everybody any day like I used to. It's going to become rare. And hopefully that's something that will be exciting. Hopefully I could appear on Club Penguin again. And, you know, everyone will be excited. Oh, look, JMN93 logged on and was on today. I'd definitely like to stick around and say hello. But, you're upset and you think I'm leaving for good. And I have to be honest, I'm done. It's not going to be the same. Things are totally different. They're going to change. That's true. But it's nothing to be upset about. You didn't lose a friend. I'm still here.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed our exclusive interview with JMN93. For Legends of CP, this is LeBron Jr. 23, signing off. This is the end of Season 1 of Legends of CP. We appreciate you downloading, subscribing, and checking out our channel. Stay tuned for Season 2.
It's nothing to be upset about. You didn't lose a friend. I'm still here. Still here. Still here.